Roland ignored all the byplay. "Could the three of you take three different shapes?" he inquired of Goodmouth King. Susanna heard the gunslinger swallow quite audibly before asking this question, and knew she wasn't the only one struggling to keep from drooling over the smells from the food basket. "Could one of you have been Cy King? One Cy Kennedy? And one Cy Nixon, for instance?"
"A good question," said Goodmouth King on the right. "A stupid question," said Badmouth King on the left. "Nothing at all to the point. Off we go into the wild blue yonder. Ah, well, was there ever an action hero who was an intellectual?"
"Prince Hamlet of Denmark," said Referee King quietly from behind them. "But since he's the only one who comes immediately to mind, he may be no more than the exception that proves the rule." Goodmouth and Badmouth both turned to look at him. When it was clear that he was done, they turned back to Roland and Susanna.
"Since we're actually one being," said Goodmouth, "and of fairly limited capabilities at that, the answer is no. We could all be Kennedy, or we could all be Nixon, but jam yesterday, jam tomorrow, but never jam today," said Susanna.
She had no idea why this had popped into her head, even less why she should have said it out loud. But Referee King said, "Exactly," and gave her a go-to-the-head-of-the-class nod.
"Move on, for your father's sake," said Badmouth King on the left. "I can barely look at these traitors to the Lord of the Red without puking."
"Very well," said his partner, "although calling them traitors seems rather unfair, at least if one adds Ka to the equation, since the names we give ourselves would be unpronounceable to you."
"Like Superman's rival, Mr. Mixius Pidilik," said Badmouth.
"You may as well use those Los used, him being the one you call the Crimson King. I'm Ego, roughly speaking, and go by the name of Fimalo. This fellow beside me is Fumalo. He's our id."